We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet. The home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
All right, I'll go along with the bones and everything, but how the hell in Jurassic Park movies did they know how the dinosaurs sounded? I mean, really.
9.
A slasher movie about drag queen wrestlers is, well, that would be the perfect movie.
Paige.
Greatest of all time quarterback, Michael Jordan. Basketball player, it's got to be Joe Montana.
Fat boy.
Wait a second. So you turn the water on and then throw the bath bomb in? I thought you sat on him first.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
There's a lot of animosity out there about this. So be it.
Yeah, I mean, some examples. Stolen Valor, Blanking Loser. Hey, this is so-and-so from Greenville. I work at so-and-so fire department. I'll do anything to help anyone, but if you're going to claim to be a fireman, they should go through what we go through and see how tough it really is with everything we see. Batman is a sorry-ass son of a...
Batman. Oh, Batman. I was about to say, don't you dare talk about Bruce Wayne.
Well, Bruce Wayne is not a nice guy either.
Well, look.
Rich as hell.
That's right. That's what counts. Okay, so we understand. Just calm down, all of you. Let's get through the call. Then we'll do open phones, and you can get through with that.
It's fine to be mad. You ought to be mad.
I think you ought to be mad.
You ought to be mad. We
just can't incite a riot.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
Plus, we want him to actually go through with the call here and talk to the girl and tell her the truth.
Yeah. All right, let's not try to talk him out of this. Let's bring him back on.
No, get him to it.
You there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so, you're not shocked, right? I mean, you understand the animosity, the anger from a lot of folks out there.
Why people are mad, yeah, I understand, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm mad at myself, too.
Yeah. Okay, so legalese time. Are you sure that you want to do this?
I'm sure.
We're not making you do this. You gave us the phone number, all that.
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay, so when we dial the number, when she answers, just talk to her on your own and get to the point. Obviously, you don't want to say that first thing, but, you know, get to the point. And then once everything is kind of out, then we'll join you on the call, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here we go. Truth and Consequences. Little Ric Flair. Get the Ric Flair drip going.
It's all right to be nervous, too.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I was talking to myself.
If I were a fat boy, I'd watch nervous. That dump button big time.
Hello?
Hey, baby, it's me.
Oh, hey.
How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm good. Are you okay?
Yeah, of course. Why?
The number, it says it's a private number.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know. Did you sleep all right?
I did. You sure you're okay? You're acting odd.
Oh, you know what? All right, you're right. I need to do the right thing, so here goes. I have not been completely honest with you. You still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Go on. I'm just bracing myself.
Look, I fell for you the first time I laid eyes on you. That's 100% true. The only thing that's not true, oddly enough, is the first thing I ever said. Baby, you there?
Are you breaking up with me?
No, actually nothing near that. Look, the truth is, I'm not a fireman.
What?
I'm not a fireman. I use it as a pickup line because you were singing Ring of Fire. You said you loved that I was a fireman. It was sexy and all that.
Wow. Wow.
Look, everything else I ever said to you is real. I care about you. I care about your son.
What do you mean, my son? Did you forget his name?
No. Look, of course not. Look, I just didn't want to say it on the radio.
What are you talking about?
Good morning, Annabelle. I believe that would be my cue to say hello. Annabelle, we're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet. It's Truth and Consequences. And Jay told us the whole story about how you met, and then he kind of got caught up in a lie, you know, because it was a pickup line, but go ahead and tell her, Jay. I mean, this is your words.
Yeah, tell her again. Maybe it'll sink in better.
Yeah, Jay.
Annabelle, I mean, it's...
hi, everyone. But sorry, I'm a little bit bewildered here.
Yeah.
Sorry if I cussed. Don't think I did.
No, you didn't cuss. But like, so the thing is, you know, he used it as a pickup line. He wants to admit that to you. But obviously, you know, there's more than really just the lie, though.
Exactly. No, look, Jeremy, listen. You know, there was more than just a lie because you actually lived this with us, and you tell me BS stories too.
Your name's Jeremy? Okay, I thought it was Jay. Is it J-A-Y or just Jay?
Yeah. It was Jay.
No, Jay's a nickname. It's just a nickname.
Yeah, I've never heard that ever. But regardless, you told me lies. Like, what do you even do for a job?
I drive for Uber.
Okay.
Oh, that's why.
Okay, look, I'm not even going to throw shade on Uber drivers. That's a fine job. But the thing is that you lied about a life that isn't real. And worse, you lied to my son.
No, you
even gave him a toy fire truck. Who does that?
God, Jesus.
Well, I just wanted to impress you. Come on, my dear. That's all.
No. Okay, no. Don't, my dear me. Yeah. By the way, yeah, good job doing this, like, on the number one radio show or whatever that everyone listens to.
Oh, well, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Come on.
That's what I'm just going to be a lady here and just
no,
say goodbye to you.
No, come on.
E-R-E-M-Y. Please. You're absolutely done. Just please lose my number.
No, come on.
Everybody has a great day.
Annabelle, come on.
Yeah. Oh, God, man. I got chills right now, and they're not good chills.
They're multiplying. Yeah.
They are, man. I got chills on chills.
That's true.
Look at that. Jeez Louise. Dude, I don't even know that I can censor myself to even talk to you right now. You gave the kid a fire truck?
Well, I give every kid a fire truck.
Hey, shut up.
I was trying to impress her. I was living it. You're right. I mean, but
it's not. It's the thing is, though, like, you know, you're smart enough, I think, to realize this. But like, you used it as a pickup line. But that was the foundation of all these series of lies. Like, when she said, "How was the day today?" Did you say, "Oh, we put out a fire" or had to get a cat out of a tree? I mean, you probably don't even know what real firemen do. They don't do. I don't think they have to do that anymore.
I'm not that low. I just would change the subject.
You gave a kid a fire truck and talked to him about coming down to visit the firehouse, man. That's a dick move.
That is not changing the subject at all.
That's furthering the subject.
It is. It's furthering the lie.
Oh, man.
I'm going to start giving kids microphones.
Easy, I mean.
You get a microphone, and you get a microphone.
Like these, like $800.
Man. We should actually make you sit here and talk to all these firemen and wives of firemen and just normal people who realize, you know, it ain't gonna work.
Nah, man, you can't.
You lied about their name, first of all. Now, let's go back to that for a second. You didn't want anybody to know, like, your name. Because every correspondence with you just has the letter J. Not J-A-Y, but just J. A little anonymity.
I mean, if she wanted to look, she could have found out. She could have that I wasn't a fireman. She could have called, went to the firehouse.
Oh, it's her fault.
And asked for my name.
Wait, she could have gone to your job to see if you really worked there? If she really really cared? That's what you're saying
right
now?
She'd have been a psycho then.
She could have called up like...
Can you imagine if you'd been out to dinner and a place caught on fire and they're like, is there a fireman in the house? And you're like...
Give me a hose.
Man.
All right, Jeremy.
This is not good.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
And plus, you don't even listen to our show. So actually, goodbye.
Most people know your real name now.
Oh, man.
That sucks the worst.
I ain't got nothing else to say to him. I mean, okay, goodbye. That's what I'll be a gentleman and say goodbye. First of all,
have a nice day.
First of all, I'm going to call her back and tell her she has like set the bar for like how to react to things.
Graceful.
She's like, what do you do for a living? He's like, I drive for Uber. And she's like, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything about that because there's fine people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be a lady and say goodbye.
Yeah.
Damn. You know, what if he said it jokingly and, well, he furthered it. And he didn't know how to end it. But I imagine it started off as, I'm a fireman.
Well, yeah. That's what she said. That's what he said. He's like, are you still on fire? You know, or if you're still on fire, let me know. I'm a fireman. That was his end to buy her a drink. That's the way it all started.
First thing he says, I'm a fireman. Second thing he said is, I go around putting out old flames. I mean,
Yeah, see, she would have took it. Like, oh, you ain't a fireman.
And he's like, I believe you've got my chair, ma'am.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
The video, do we have surveillance video? Say yes.
Well, maybe. We should.
I would have found a surveillance video of me walking through a spider web a minute ago. That was the best thing. Because it's like I'm fighting some kind of, ghost or something. Because I'm like...
Yeah, but you made the noise too, didn't you? The sneeze noise. I'm
trying to blow it away, man.
I look like Shinsuke Nakamura trying to get that off my face. Flailing around and all this stuff. That is the worst. There's no pain to you. It's just such an irritant. I can't think of it. I'm not going to say that. But just imagine this all over your face and your arms start to think you're tasting it. You're going all in your mouth. That's the worst.
Spider silk. It comes out of their butt, out of my mouth.
Then you look for it. You look on your shoulders.
Where'd it go?
Where's the spider?
I hate that.
It's a terrible feeling.
Because it doesn't hurt. It's just an awful feeling. It's like a pear nut. No, it's like, you ever eat in bed? I know you don't, DJ Khaled. You ever eat in bed and then the next thing you know, there's crumbs all
Puerto
in there?
Puerto Rico.
It's not painful.
Not food, but yeah, it's an uncomfortable. I've had it, but I mean, I don't take food in bed anymore because I hate the crumbs so much. I refuse to take food in bed.
It does hurt. It's just the most irritating feeling in the whole wide world, I think. The worst, not a feeling, a sensation.
Like crackers.
Like crackers?
In bed.
Oh, yeah.
There's always crumbs.
You knew the get out of here, man.
Spider web is bad because I get a lot of mornings when I walk out back with Inga, take dogs out before I go to work, walk out in the dark and walk into some spider webs.
That's the worst.
Stringy stuff all over from the night before. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
For my money, the worst thing.
A sensation that irritates the piss out of you but doesn't hurt.
Don't hurt. I got it.
Yeah.
I think I got one that takes the cake. Cold cat hairball on the floor, stepping in it barefoot, middle of the night in the dark. You just step in this cold, squishy.
That doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt a bit.
If it was anything else, it'd probably feel kind of good.
Now, if the cat is standing there, the cat's going to hurt when you kick it down the stairs, but regardless.
Now, what about this? You got two big old dogs. Paige, you got a house full, too.
Yeah.
Jeff,
mm-hmm.
You ever step barefoot in dog crap?
I have before.
When I was a kid, not like the two dogs I have now, I never have.
Oh, my God.
Barefoot in it.
There is not a more gut-wrenching sensation.
See, I think the cat hairball is somehow worse because it feels even because it's just like cold, wet hair and like.
By right, tomorrow, we're going to blindfold Jeff.
Step in each.
It's a stepping test.
Dude, one of my dogs stepped in, and well, one of my dogs stepped in dog crap the other day.
You dog stepped in?
Yeah.
What a burn. What is he do?
What is this?
Does it look like he was wearing a shoe?
It was Sasha, the smaller dog, the little one. She stepped right in it. I didn't notice till I got her back in the house, and it was dark outside, it was early in the morning. So I got her back in the house, and I started petting her and talking to her, giving her hugs. I'm like,
she poo painted.
What stinks?
Oh no.
My God! Did you make a mess? Do we need to give you a bath? What had you have an accident? What happened? And then I saw a leaf stuck to her paw. I was like, oh God! And then it was underneath the leaf.
Oh God!
Yeah. I mean, it was in there good too. Yeah. Like, you know how they got the paw, and then it opens up when they walk. So she like had that thing opened up and stepped on it, and then it closed back up and grabbed hold. Man,
that's
on
the pads.
Had to wash her foot off.
That's awful.
I had to take her back out, let her walk it off. I had to wash it off some. So that was rough for her.
You got a stinker surprise. It's bad enough picking it up in the bag.
With the heat.
I wouldn't know what that feels like.
Dude. Well, yeah. Yeah.
I just mulch it next time I mow.
Yeah, man. I hate it.
I have to pick it up in my community.
Yeah, I do too. But you do it the right way, right? You
take the one hand and put it in the bag. And
no, you do it backwards. Take the thing, wear it like a glove. When you get it in your hand, then you peel it up, and then it's in the bag.
You ever
play catch with it with your shunts? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Squish it. That feels weird, too.
Let's see. Worst feeling in the world that does not hurt. Your foot goes to sleep. See, that could hurt, though, if you're diabetic. It feels like I'm walking on a bed of nails sometimes when my foot goes to sleep. Like
in
the movies.
Man, in the bathroom, usually? What are you doing? You know where it usually happens? In the bathroom.
I go numb to the waist down when I'm in the bathroom. Yeah, I really do.
There's so much good stuff on Instagram and Twitter.
Here's one for me. Feet tickled. I hate that.
Oh, man, I wish I had my big purple feather from Adam and Eve.
It does. It almost tickles so much that it does hurt, though. Like, it doesn't cause me pain, but it's just a sensation. Kind of like the spider web in my face.
Yeah.
Right?
God, I wish you could have seen it. I was like it's a swarm of bees around my head.
They got to have it back there. We got cameras.
We'll find it.
They got to.
We'll find it. Don't go back to last Tuesday, though, please. Going down the hill of a roller coaster. Now, that's something. That could hurt.
Going down Ferris Road, going towards Greenville Tech from the hospital, that big hill.
Going down a roller coaster.
That one gets you too, man.
I like that feeling. I enjoy that that feeling of my stomach dropping.
I enjoy it a little bit. Not too much of it, though.
Yeah.
I'm good for one hill. I want a short roller coaster. I'm good for one hill and then just let me off.
Oh, yeah? No hurler for you.
No, I had enough. I don't want to go upside down.
Let's see. Feel free to call 1-800-774-0093. This could be fun. 1-800-774-0093. What is being chased? Being chased doesn't hurt, but it's a weird sensation.
Yeah. Well, being followed, you know, chased at all, or being somebody following you. It don't hurt, but it's weird.
Yeah, that's good. That's good text, Lauren. That's real good.
That's real good.
Let's see.
Some of those got to be made up.
Let's go to P1 Guangdong.
There you go.
Guang in Spartanburg. Good morning.
Yeah, it's Guangdong. Jeff can't spell. Morning, guys.
How you?
I'm great, man. How y'all doing?
Talking about silliness, I walked through a spider web, and now we're talking about stepping in poop and fireballs, wet cat balls and all this. Hair balls, okay? Can't spit it out.
Take them to the vet, you ain't got cat balls no more.
Yeah, that's true.
But the one I had was when I was younger, my mom made me go outside and get the cat because a thunderstorm was coming through. I picked the cat up, thunder. Lightning was going all off everywhere. And this cat just diarrheaed all down my leg. It looked like butterscotch pudding.
And it
got all in my shoes, and we couldn't get the smell out, and I had to wear the shoes the next day to school. And
oh, my God.
It was nasty.
Jeez Louise. Yeah.
Usually blood running in those socks, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's awful.
Yeah, I know. And then the damn thing bit me.
So that part hurt then, didn't it? Wow. Well, yeah. Go get a rabies shot at once, please.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to tell Crystal happy birthday today.
Oh, Crystal. Who's Crystal? Is that your the love of your life?
Just best friend, but yeah, love my life still.
Yeah.
She was on the show that one time with Alex, little fella, little Clemson. Y'all give him tickets.
Oh yeah. Really? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if y'all could play the Fat Boy birthday song for her, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I think we can work that in. Thank you very much, Guang. Have a good morning.
Y'all too.
All right, see you guys. Jeff, you don't know how to spell Guang. What's wrong with you?
That's how he spelled it.
What's Guang with you, Jeff?
That's how he spelled it. Shut up, Paige. That's how he spelled it. I made sure I spelled it right.
That's how he spelled it.
Hey, listen, without autocorrect, I would be made fun of so much. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about getting Grammarly.
Well, it's an extension on your Chrome browser for free.
Oh. It's free?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude.
Somebody great charge me for it.
When somebody sneezes on you.
Oh.
Getting sneezed on. Don't hurt. Yes. Don't hurt. It's gross.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, man, I just thought of a gross story. I can't share it, though. P1.
Why not?
Donkey Boy. And Williams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Donkey Boy, what's up?
This was a good one, I think. You get one of them little tickly, scratchy things on your eardrum. It just ain't no way to scratch it. You know what I'm saying?
That's a bed bug. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's bad ear itch.
Oh, in my house for sure, yeah.
Y'all always get new mattresses. I mean, y'all are not have bed bugs.
That's right. Not in my house, pal.
You know that kind of itch where your daddy would be shoving car keys in his ears?
Oh, dude, my daddy.
Oh, yeah.
My daddy used his car keys.
Mine too, man. Yeah. Mine too. Hell, I've used a car key if it was bad enough. You got that itch, you got to do something with it.
Yeah.
I was driving the car, too.
When it itches, you got to tickle it, Donkey Boy. Have a good morning, sir. See you, brother.
Oh, I got a great one.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else will say this one, so I'll go ahead and say it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been experienced, like, say I'm sitting here, and I got my feet up, I'm clipping my toenails.
Okay.
And my clippings land on you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they fly like boomerangs and down under.
Don't hurt unless I get you in the eye with one, but it's gross.
Okay, so here's my story. My dad, years ago, used to own a janitorial company, and one of the clients, he kept himself and did it. And when we were in middle school and high school, me and Angel would sometimes on the weekends go with him and help clean these offices out. But my daddy was like, look, when it comes to trash bags, we're going to pour them out. We're not going to change the trash bags every night. We're going to save a little money.
Mm-hmm.
So Angel's thing she liked to do was to take it and then flip it inside out and look like a new bag, right? But when she was sitting there flipping it, a loogie flew across the room and landed on my daddy's arm.
Oh, my God.
So it was somebody else's, and it wasn't just a, you know, I mean, it was a luge. It was like you would have wanted to, you would have thought it was like a fishing lure. It was so big. And landed on my daddy's arm. You imagine, just imagine doing that trash bag and all of a sudden, old Luke just goes across the room. God bless.
That's rough.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
He's ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Pete?
If
that's really your name. Nobody believes you, by the way. I do, but people listening now are like, oh, that's not his real name, blah, blah, blah. I believe you, though. Spell Pete right now. Go.
P-E-T-E.
Okay, well, maybe it's him.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. You sure you want to do this legally? We're not making you do this. You want to do this on your own accord?
Yes, that's true.
All right. So when she answers, you'll be talking to her. And whatever point we feel as though is the time, or maybe if you want to ask us to come on, whatever. But we're going to call her right now, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Here we go. Truth and consequences. You excited, Jim?
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous, too.
Nervous as hell.
Still getting nervous. And a lot of people would say, well, is it just nerves? No, it's because Jeff's doing the dialing. That's why.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, you won, Jeff.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Hey, it's Pete. Sorry, I know it's early. I tried to text you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's you. I'm sorry. I'm just a little surprised. I honestly don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
No, it's fine. So you got me now. What's up?
Well, look, I know we usually, you know, we meet up or whatever, but I haven't heard from you in a bit. So I just wanted to see, you know, what was going on with you and how you were doing.
Yeah, I know. I've just been really busy and, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time lately for much.
Look, hey, I just want to say it. This is killing me and I haven't heard from you. And the more and more I don't hear from you, you know, I get to thinking that I think that we probably shouldn't do this anymore.
Yeah, you might not be wrong about that.
Yeah. I mean, the marriage thing is just weighing on me a lot. And that combined with the fact that I don't see you as much, it's just going to, it's just too much going on to keep this kind of thing up.
I see your point, and I'm definitely busy and I don't have time for much. I've been thinking about this whole situation myself and how to proceed with it or not proceed with it. And I have been distant on purpose.
Yeah. Look, if you want to stop this thing cold turkey, I'm totally cool with it. It's actually what I want to happen. But if I can, I just want to ask you one question.
Okay. I've asked this a lot. It's a process, honestly, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a lot to process. I'm just, so what is your question?
Well, basically, I want to ask if you've told anybody about this. Mainly, have you told your husband about this thing? Because I didn't know if you were trying to work anything out or if there's anything to work out or what's going on with you two. But that's why this whole thing became, you know, pretty unsettling to me after a bit.
I hear you. And honestly, that's what I've been wrestling with, because we've actually been really pretty tight here lately. I mean, he's made an effort. And we're actually in a really good place. So to answer your question, I have not told him anything.
All right. Thank God. That's...
I haven't told him, but I think at some point at the rate we're going, I might have to tell him what's been going on.
Hey, look, I get it. Okay. That's cool. You're working things out and it's progressing and everything, but you know, why mess that up? Why even introduce anything that'll damage that or question what you have going on now, you know?
The guilt of this whole thing, it builds and it's worse when you're working something out with somebody and like this is on your mind and it's like starting off on a bad foot with like drama from the past, even if it's with the same person. And that's just no way to go into repairing a relationship, you know?
I get that. But you have to understand what's going to happen is that you're going to say something and he's going to ask a bunch of other questions and, you know, you're opening yourself up to something you might not like. And I mean, this might mean he wants to stop hanging out, wants you to stop hanging out with certain people or change your job to another company or anything. It just could be a lot of stress you don't want in your life, you know?
Yeah. All that's a possibility, but I mean, why do you care about all of that? I mean, why do you care if he knows anything or not? It's not your relationship here. It's mine.
But it's just not a good idea. You know, if this is over and done today, which we can agree that it is, then he doesn't need to know anything. All right.
I would agree with that too, Anonymous. Good morning.
I'm sorry, who is what? Hello?
I'm calling you Anonymous because we're not saying your name on the radio. This is the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet, Greenville,
what?
South Carolina. The whole call's been on the radio and
what?
Right. I'm sorry?
Did you and you're calling me, so you didn't give my name? What? What?
I never said your name. I never said your name or anything. They don't know who you are.
You never said your name.
I am very confused and I am not happy.
Okay, so
what?
Understood. So when he called you, like we've been listening to the whole call. He wanted to call you and find out where this stood with the whole friends with benefits thing and if you had told your husband. But he did not say your name, didn't say where you work, none of that.
Oh my God.
But, you know, look, here's the thing, though. Pete, do you want to say anything else about, you know?
Look, I wanted to get you on the phone here, and I wanted to get somebody else's advice, you know, have somebody mediate a little bit. Look, because I feel like I knew this thing was going to be over, and I get that you want it to be over, but I don't think, you know, I understand that this is your relationship with him and stuff, but you have to think about what the consequences for me might be as well.
What are the consequences for you? This is not you. This is none of you.
He don't want to get his ass kicked.
Seems like.
Yeah.
Seems like he's kind of afraid of getting the whooping.
He doesn't want his ass. What? You're afraid my husband's going to come after you?
Yes. Well, yeah.
He is.
I think that's afraid. A legitimate concern. I mean, I don't know this dude. I only know what you've told me.
Well, I can't promise that I'm not going to say anything. And this is not something that I want to deal with right now.
But here's the thing. If for some reason your conscience got the best of you, or you're in some kind of counseling or some kind of thing with your husband, I mean, is it important to you to tell him who the person was? I mean, you wouldn't have to say by name or anything like that.
You might not want to know those details.
No. Mm-mm.
I just can't promise that I'm like... I mean, yeah, you might get found out. My husband might eventually know who you are. And I don't know. I don't know what the future is going to be. And like I said earlier, I can't hold back or hide anything from this. I'm repairing a relationship right now, and it can't be built on lies. And honestly, my marriage is above your happiness on my list of priorities. Anyway, it's not really a concern to me what you want.
Are you talking to me or Pete?
At this point.
Oh, I see.
I am talking to Pete, and okay. I don't even know who you are. And you know what?
Well, I've told him to put billboards up, and they won't listen.
Talking to both.
Dang it.
I should have hung up a long time ago. Goodbye, Pete.
All right, well, she's gone.
Oh, wow.
Pete, you can understand that, though. I mean, really, like at the beginning, we didn't know where this was going to go.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I mean, I get it. I'm just freaked out now, you know? Like,
well, what makes you think the guy's going to, like, come looking for you? I mean...
That's true. I was cheated on once, and I swear to God, I never even looked up the guy. I knew exactly. I knew his name. I didn't go look.
Yeah, you didn't, like, you didn't break the guy's heart in that case. She did. He's married to her, and you're just as far as he's going to know because she, look, if she's telling the truth, like she says she wants to tell the truth, and she's going to tell him that she met a guy, and that guy didn't know she was married, and they started hooking up. And then if you didn't know and he knows that, he isn't going to come after you then, right?
No.
Maybe?
No.
Not if he's reasonable.
Says here she's married to Braun Strowman.
Oh,
whoa.
Well, he's
oh,
God.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
That's dangerous.
You know, look, so many times in our life we sit there and worry about what might happen. You know, look, you made a mistake, right? Are you admitting that this was a mistake or no?
Yeah, it was definitely a mistake.
Okay, so we all have them mistakes. And then down the road, you know, when you sleep with a married woman, you need to find out if you can kick the guy's ass first.
Yeah, you gotta
size him up.
You gotta see some pics.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Just don't do it in the first place. Be better.
Don't do it. I mean, look, I kind of commend you for doing it the way you did it. I mean, it's kind of, Paige, isn't it kind of romantic the way you did this?
Not at all.
Okay, well.
Is any of this romantic to you, Paige?
No, not one little tiny smidgen.
Pete, I can't even offer that there are women on here saying that they want to date you now.
No.
I mean, it's just not a good day. It's not a good reception we're getting to this, but... Regardless, you got it off your chest, and that's what it's about, right?
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Yeah. All right, Pete, it was a pleasure, sir. I hope you have a better morning, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Okay, man. Have a good morning. Oh, Pete.
Pick out that tombstone, Pete.
Oh, Pete.
Oh, Petey.
Man, oh, man.
We'll call him in a couple weeks for sure.
He won't take our call.
I just want to call up and say this. Just show this and kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.